Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing God, you're amazing, Father. We appreciate you, Lord God. We are blessed that you are our honored guest every time we come on. What a mighty God you are. You are awesome. You are powerful. You're omnipotent, the most powerful God in the universe. We welcome you today in the mighty name of Jesus. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of kings. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. So today we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you that we could call on you no matter what continent we're in. We could be in Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, South America, North America, Europe, any continent, we could call on your name. You can have thousands of people, Lord God, calling on your name at one time, and you know each one of our voices distinctly. That's why you're God. Nobody can do what you can do. You are almighty. We welcome you on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to lead us by your Holy Spirit into the teaching today. You're going to guide us, oh God, by your high right hand, your holy arm. We appreciate you, Father. We bless you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on our behalf. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We honor you for being the King of kings, the Almighty Father. We honor you for being Lord God Almighty, Almighty in the heavens, Almighty in the earth realm. We honor your presence like never before, for in your presence there's fullness of joy. In your presence there's healing. In your presence there's love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, all the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. Oh, God, we need you today like never before. We're in 2022, and, Lord, this has been an amazing year because you've been faithful to us. Oh, my God, you have been so faithful to us. And we say thank you, amazing God. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you're our Father. You're our shepherd, and you lead us in a plain path. You said everything that had breath. Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. So we are praising you like never before. We are thanking you today, Father. Oh, yeah, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We are thanking you that you are so amazing and that you have carried us with your high right hand all these years, all the days of our lives. Your word says you knew us. I knew you before I formed and shaped you in your mother's belly. And, Father, your word says you have great plans for us. Your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. In the name of Jesus, what an amazing friend you are. You are Abba, Father. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you. You are the God of peace. Oh, God, put peace inside us, peace in our home, peace in our neighborhood, peace in our city, our state, our nation. We need peace. Peace, Lord God. You are the peacemaker. That kind of peace that we have when all kind of things are going on. When Hurricane Ian was here, we had peace. Oh, God, when hurricanes and storms come, we have peace, oh, God. When the waters rise, seem like rising, rising, we have peace, oh, God. Oh, yeah, when we go to the doctor and he said this, that, and the other, we say we have peace because we know we don't believe that report. We believe your report. Your report says that we are already healed by your stripes. Oh, God, so we believe your report that we're already healed, that we're already free of disease. All kinds of things, we are free of those. It's just the devil trying to rise his ugly head, and we rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we have been made whole by the stripes of Jesus. Nothing by any means will harm us. We are healed. We are healed. We are healed in the name of Jesus. No matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, we are healthy. We are whole. We are made whole. We are whole in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor you. We honor your presence today like never before. We are thanking you, Lord God, for teaching us. Your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you that we are prospering in our health and in our soul in the name of Jesus. And, Father, because we're human, we may have sinned, but we don't know. Excuse me. So, Father, we repent for every error, every transgression, every abomination, every iniquity. Forgive us for presumptuous sins. Oh God, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. We are calling on your mighty name, your holy name. You are God. You are Lord. You are the King of kings. You are the Almighty Father. You are our friend and sticketh closer to a than a brother or a sister or anyone. So we are asking you to order our steps today like never. Thank you. God, that he's ordering our steps in his word. His way is amazing. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. We serve an omnipotent God, most holy, most precious, most high. Nothing is impossible to our God. Yeah, we doubt him. We doubt that he can do this and that and the other. But he is amazing. There's nothing our God cannot do. He's amazing. He can do all things. That's why he's called Almighty. But we got to trust like never before. The Bible says faith without works are dead. So we got to trust in him. Things are going to happen. But we got to trust in the Almighty like never before. He's an amazing God. So I thank God today for each of you all coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We thank God that he is love. He loves us with all of his heart, and he commanded us to love him back with all of our heart, soul, and strength. He's an amazing God. I keep saying that. I keep telling you. He's so amazing. You can't figure him out. When you think he's in the east, he may be in the north, west, and south. When you think he's all over, there's no place that he's not. No place. He said, if you search for me with all of your heart, all of your heart, you will find me. And he is not a man that he should lie. He is our Father. He's the shepherd, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. So I thank God for you all joining us today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Would you believe it? October is almost over. This is the 10th month, the 26th day, 2022. We serve an amazing God. He's brought us this far by faith, and he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So I thank God for ordering our steps. He's ordering our steps, so you make sure you're keeping your eyes fixed on him. Don't try to order your own steps. Don't try to figure it out. Don't lean to your own understanding. Lean to God. Say, Father, I don't know what to do about this. Would you help me? I promise you, he will help you. He's our help. Yes, he is. He's our provider, Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider, whatever you need. I said need. I ain't necessarily say desire, although he do give us the desires of our hearts. Well, I thank God for each of you all today. Our scripture today is about health. God promised health to the obedient. Our first scripture is found in Exodus 15:26. and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his, he didn't say so, all his statutes. Put none of these diseases upon you, which are brought upon those that are disobedient, the Egyptians. For I am the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. It's God. You can go to the doctor and live in the doctor's office, but he can't heal you. He can give you some medicine to help with the symptoms, but the doctor can't heal you. Dr. Jesus can now. When you need something, you call on Dr. Jesus, and he'll be right there for you. So I thank God for you all today. The Lord will take away, Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon them that hate thee. Woo, isn't he amazing now? Oh, yeah. He's going to take diseases from us and give them to people that hate us. You know, he got everything already worked out. You know he's an amazing God. And in Deuteronomy, let's see, no, Proverbs 4:22, and they are life to those that find them, and help to all their flesh. So we got, that means you got to search. You got to search for it. And search the scriptures daily. For in them you find. What you going to find? Find out what you going to find when you search the scriptures. Proverbs 4:22. For they are life unto those that find them, and help to all their flesh. You got to find them in the scriptures. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of all your wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Hallelujah. He's an amazing God. So I thank God for you joining us today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Well, we have Sister Mary Nichols on with us today. She's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. So that's how
Amen.
I am. Okay. My God is real, but I know God is real. The song that I will sing is, I can't remember the title of it, but I'll just sing it.
You're going to sing My God is Real. You know, I thought you said you're going to sing My God is Real.
Oh, well, okay. I'm real. Okay, I'll go ahead and sing that one. There are some things.
Real in my soul. Yes, God is real.
Because he lives within me. He's an amazing God. Thank God for that song, Sister Mary. Sister Mary's from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I tell you what, God loves that place where she lives. He loves the place where we all live. So I thank God for you, Sister Mary. We got Sister Vivian on with us today. I'm going to ask if she would pray for the senior citizens today and also include our babies. Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin, all the children. Sister Vivian, you there? Sister Mary.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Now what you were saying now? No.
Could you pray for the senior citizens and for our babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Devin?
Praise God. Hallelujah. God, oh, Father, how we thank you. How we love you, God. Oh, because you're such a good God, as Sister G just said, Lord God. You're so good to us, God. What a loving and a kind God. God, we come to you today, God, asking you to forgive us of our sin, all of our sins, God. If we have sinned against you, Lord God, Lord, oh, Father God, forgive us, oh, God, and help us, oh God, in our latter years, oh God, to be more like you, oh Father God, to grow more like you, oh God, in the image of you like you have created us to be. We thank you for providing for us, God, like never before, God. God, you, oh God, you prepared the way in the wilderness for us, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You have, oh God, let us see many years, God. And Lord, we praise you for it. Lord, we lift up the children to you, Lord God. All four of the children named by name, Lord. Oh, Father, may they see these days, oh God, that we are possessing, oh God. Lord God, let them grow up in the admonition of you. Take away everything that's trying to snoop out their lives, oh God, that they'll have a testimony from a young age, Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, Father God, oh God, for the children, oh God, of this line, oh God. Father God, and children all over that we pray for, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, may they walk with you, oh God, all the days of their lives, oh God. Oh, God, and may they possess the kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, Lord, God, when the snares, oh, God, come their way, God, they'll know, oh, God, what to do. They'll say, get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, Father God, because truly you've been good to them. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, now for life and more abundant life, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God, for the healing of our children, mind, soul, and body. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that powerful prayer. We appreciate you so much, Sister Vivian. Yes, Lord. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights. Praise ye all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, the sun, the moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens. Of heavens and ye waters be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. So I thank God that he is a good God. He's a mighty God. He's an amazing God. And he is always, always available for us. He's always available for us. All we got to do is say, Abba, Father. And sometimes all we got to do is think. And he knows our thoughts are far off. He's so amazing. So I thank God for you all being on Wednesday midweek Bible study today. Well, Sister Mary Nichols is a woman of God who knows about the body. She studied about the body and what makes it work and what doesn't. She studied, she's a holistic health coach, and we appreciate her being a part of our family on Wednesday midweek Bible study. So today she's going to bring a lesson, and she will tell you all about the lesson. So listen. Don't listen like you normally do. Just be thinking about, oh, yeah, I'm hungry, what I can eat, what I'm going to do when I get off. No, listen intently at the word, because God has put a word in her mouth for us and for our generations to help us. You know, we always say, oh, I got this pain, oh, my head hurts, oh, this and that. But you know what? We got to say, Lord, we will obey. So we got to obey. He has the word. So I thank God for her. And I'm going to turn it over to her. Good afternoon again, Sister Mary. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing okay. I'm blessed. And I, even in that, just that short spot, I wanted to say, oh, I'm doing okay. But I'm praising God because I'm wonderfully made, and I want to give him all the glory and all the honor for. Thank you, Sister G, for allowing me to come on once a month to tell some things. But every time I have to do some research or look back over my notes, review, the Lord is teaching me things too about health and about living healthily so that we can continue to serve him the best we can, because
Amen.
He gives us the strength and the wisdom and the information and all of that. So, today, by the way it happened, I'm going to just kind of review on some of the things that I talked about. Actually, just, gee, I think it's been for almost 7 months. And so,
yes, I think so.
You have to keep reviewing and learning. So we'll do kind of a little summary or review of some of the things we've already talked about. But I want to start out now with something that I have not even completed. I came across a book called Christ the Healer by F.F. Bosworth, who is the son of R.B. Bosworth is the son of F.F. Bosworth. This little book, I have absolutely no idea as to where it came from, but I have had books to just show up on my desk, and they are exactly what I think the Lord wants me to read and learn from. This book, Christ the Healer, was written in 1924. And the son printed a sermon that his father preached about health and about healing. But even the book that I have was published in 1973, quite a long time ago. But I am in the process of reading this book, and in fact, haven't even gotten very far in it. But turning to the near the back of the book, one thing that I have had in my heart, and this book has confirmed it, is that God wants us to be, since he so wonderfully made us, why are we doing things that do not contribute positively to our health that he has already provided? And just learning how to follow his word in our healing, as well as doing things that contribute to our health. Can't find my page. One thing that I want to say is that we need to speak as positively as we can to ourselves and to other people about life itself, but also about health and learning those positive. And I'm not trying to be a positive inspiration person, but when we say negative things to other people about other situations, or we say negative things to ourselves, then we open ourselves up to attracting those negative ideas, practices. So I am constantly trying to tell myself, oh, don't say that. Say this instead, because this is the positive thing, and you want to continue to attract positive ideas and thoughts to yourself. And in this little book, Christ the Healer, one of the things that I just came across was that Calvary meets all of man's needs. And I'm reading from page 45 in Christ the Healer. We have seen in the great redemption chapter, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, that it is our sicknesses as well as our sins that Jesus bore, making one privilege as universal as the other. What Jesus did for individuals who came to him for blessing was for them, but what he did on Calvary was for all. It is clear that in all of these instances cited from the Old Testament, it was God's will to heal all who met the conditions that he put forth, and especially if you cite the children of Israel as they were rescued from Egypt and traveled through the desert. There were certain conditions, one especially of giving God glory, following his direction, and not getting off of that track and allowing Satan, wicked things, to come into their society. And those were the conditions that God wanted us to meet and the children of Israel to meet as they crossed the desert. Wherever forgiveness was offered, healing was also offered. Let those who teach that the people that God's will in the matter of healing is not the same today as it was then, let them answer the question, why would God withdraw his Old Testament mercy from this better dispensation? Is it not to be expected that he who hath reserved better things for us, and who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, should continue these mercies, including the mercy of healing, throughout this better dispensation? Let us now look to God's word, healing. So, I'm going to continue reading the book, Christ the Healer, and I think grasping the idea that on Calvary, God provided everything that we needed. So I'm going to say that. Let me look at some of the areas that we have spoken about. Many, many months ago, we talked about the health of children. And is there any wonder that...
Hello? Sister Mary? You may have hit your mute button because we can't hear you. Hello? Sister Mary? You may have hit your mute button because we cannot hear you. Sister Marion, are you there? Sister Marion? Hello? Hello? Sister Marion, can you hear me? Vivian, can you hear me? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Hello? Hello? Sister G?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. I kept saying hello. Nobody could hear me.
I heard you.
I said hello. Oh, I couldn't hear y'all then. Is Sister Mary still on?
I don't know. I don't hear her.
I didn't hear her either. I kept saying, can I? Sister Mary, are you there? I can't hear her anymore.
Uh-uh.
Maybe she'll hang up and call back in. I'll text her and let her know we can't hear. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for all of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will hear the message that she has for us today on healing. In the name of Jesus, eating the right foods. In the name of Jesus, so that we can be healthy. Sister Mary, are you back? Okay. You're still not there yet, so I don't know what's happening right now, but hopefully she'll be back soon. I'm going to text her as soon as I get her number right here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And y'all be praying now because we can't let this happen. We got to hear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm sure she said a lot by now. Okay, I just texted her to hang up and call back. So I'm sure she'll do that. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you. We honor you today. Sister Mary, are you back?
Are you back? Are you back? Are you back?
G.
unmuted.
Okay, hang up. One of your
hang up. One 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 hang up.
Hello? All right. She'll call back in. Yeah. She'll call back in shortly because, hallelujah, Father, we adore and we bless you. We honor you today. We thank you that you are King, you are Lord, you are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. All right, there's a 918-565. Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Oh, can you hear me?
Can hear you. Are you with Sister Mary?
I had muted out.
Okay, are you with Sister Mary? Okay,
yes.
Here she is now. Hold on,
okay.
Hold on. Sister Mary.
Hello. Yes, I just called in three different times. And this is the third time, and I was actually on.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and continue.
Nevertheless,
we're sorry that. All right.
I don't know what happened, but anyway, did anybody hear my little talk about Christ the Healer and the book?
Yes. Yes. We heard that.
Okay. You did hear that. Okay, so I won't go back over that again, but it's just interesting. I'm not going to give any comment about what happened. I was on and talking.
Just keep giving the message. Give the message. That's all.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. One of the things that I talked about several months ago was about the importance of our immunity. And it's like the scripture, Psalms 139, starting at verse 13, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well." And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." And it reminds us again that God has made us wonderfully. Praise him for his great blessing. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but love and a strong mind. He made every part of our body. And I talked briefly on, I don't remember the day, about how important, the important work that God has done with our body, creating us, as well as the system that our body runs on. The part that is deep inside of us is the gut, the immune system. It has influence over our entire body. The immune system is so crucial to our overall health. It has direct effect over life itself. We have learned that if our immune system is weak, impaired, we will not survive the onslaught of bacteria, toxins, viruses, and germs in our environment. We are surrounded by things that are designed to make us unhealthy, and we should not help the enemy making our bodies weaker. the part of our gut where 90% of our immunity is produced for everyone. It doesn't matter what age you are. It grows a little bit less able to produce the cells that defend our body and attack and destroy the bacteria, the metals, the viruses, the bad stuff that's designed to keep us from being our best so that we can serve God. For years, we have spoken about the good food, bad food diet. And I just pray that each one of you will get a copy. I'll be happy to send the copy to you of the good food, bad food diet. Now, it has, God has created all of this food for us to eat, but we need to learn to limit some of the things that are not like they used to be. Wheat, they don't grow it like they used to. Now it's some little 18-inch bush instead of those tall, waving stalks that we used to be able to see. And I just want to remind you to just email me, MaryWNichols@gmail.com, and I will send you the copy of the good food, bad food list that I have made annotations on to help explain some of the reasons for not doing eating certain things, avoid wheat, rye, oats, and barley. And I know some of us have loved and lived on oatmeal for most of our lives. And products, they kind of put wheat into almost everything, except it isn't the old style, the real wheat. It is now wheat that has been manipulated and changed and sprayed and kind of diced up and reformed as wheat. So it's a gradual process, but I urge you to look at the label and avoid wheat, avoid oats, rye, R-Y-E, and barley. Because those four grains, and I understand now that buckwheat is being put on the list of you don't eat buckwheat products or the oats, because the oats have gliadin in them as well as buckwheat has gliadin as opposed to gluten. And so we just need to avoid gluten and gliadin. Please let me send you that good food, bad food list, because it tells some things that we need to not eat or use. Another thing that's on that list is using margarine or vegetable cooking oil, or even, I hate to say this, but olive oil. And the reason is that when you open a bottle of cooking oil, olive oil, other oil, that they are perfectly fine in the bottle with the lid sealed on it. But as soon as you open it, oxygen gets into the bottle and it starts the process of turning oil in the bottle into a it turns the oil rancid, and when that rancid oil gets into our body, it causes inflammation. Also, when we cook with these various oils and margarine, which isn't real now, I think they're kind of finding that it has plastic qualities to it. So margarine and all of that is not good for it. But when you cook with those things, especially frying anything in oil, causes something called acrylamide. And then the acrylamide that are produced from using oil or margarine at high heat is cancer producing. So avoid cooking oil, margarine, and especially on high heat. We need to eat, of course, fruit and vegetables. And I suggest washing your vegetables in vinegar water, because we don't know. Even they tell us things are organically grown. However, we don't know what happens after they are grown organically. Do they get sprayed on something, sprayed with something at the grocery store? We don't know. So before you eat it, wash your vegetables in vinegar water. You can even add salt to it. And we do need to keep up our physical activity, keeping our muscles moving, our blood circulating, and all of these, the exercise will help to keep our bodies strong. Because in supplements, I'm talking about vitamins and minerals, those kinds of nutrients, because since they don't grow the food the same way they did, even back toward 1936, the Agriculture Department was testing to see how many vitamins and nutrients was included in the food. And in 1936, they were saying that there weren't as many nutrients in our food as there had previously been. 1936. So you know in 2022 that they're not the same vitamins and minerals and nutrients in our food as they used to be. So it is important that you supplement. And I know that there's some children who have perhaps not had vitamins added to their daily routine. And so they are going to be less healthy than even we were, because people did give us vitamins occasionally. So it is important for us to supplement our food by taking vitamins and minerals. And I would say that we as adults don't have the minerals in our lives that are necessary. So just get good food, bad food diet, which really isn't a diet to lose weight, but it is a diet to take some bad things out of our lives that are preventing us from being our healthiest at all times. Also about fixing our frame in order to be able to continue to exercise and keep that circulation going and all of that, we do need to do what we can in order to avoid things like the arthritis, inflammation that is coming from things in our diet that causes us to suffer those aches and pains and all of that. So I'm going to get to do something, I think, on arthritis specifically. But to be careful about that. Next, it's helped by the supplement calcium and the new collagen peptide that we have that is important to our bone health and our body frame, our health. Also, we need, in order for us not to keep losing the calcium in our bones, we also need essential fatty acids. They're supplements that are the omega-6, omega-9, and all of those. We need those fish oils and borage oils, all those things. We need them in order to keep from having the debilitating effects of arthritis and bone joints. Another thing that I did was about water. We need water in order to keep growing, keep living. Water makes up 60% of the human body and is needed to help maintain a healthy weight from the body and produce bodily fluid like saliva. Water also contributes to regular bowel function, optimal muscle performance, and clear, youthful-looking skin. Failing to drink enough water can cause dehydration and adverse symptoms, including fatigue, headache, weakened immunity, dry skin. Is it possible that any health problems that you might be suffering are caused by not drinking enough water? So there are some signs that perhaps we are not drinking enough water. Persistent bad breath, fatigue, frequent illness, constipation, poor skin health, and sugar craving. Also decreased urination. My question is, are you sure that you are drinking enough water? Health Associates of Texas, this is the group that I had gotten some information from, can help determine whether the lack of water is the underlying cause of your health problems. You can also drink more water, and then you will be on the right side of knowing whether or not you're drinking enough water if you don't have all of those symptoms. And we are told that we need to drink half our weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 100 pounds, then you need to drink 50 ounces of water every day. Half your weight in ounces of water. And if you are above your desired weight, then that means you need to drink more water. It's according to weight. So drink half your body weight in ounces of water. One thing that I thought, John 7:39, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So from that one scripture section, the best water is the only eternal water, the living water that springs from God, presented by the Holy Spirit. So we must share that blessed water with everyone. And the health of the children, the good food, bad food diet is for children too. If they will grow up not eating the wheat and the oat, sugar and oil, it will be better for the children. And if they are older and have been eating wheat, oats, rye, and barley, it's our responsibility as adults, and hopefully if we can teach the parents would be healthier and the children would grow up healthier, because we do want to avoid those things in the body that keep us from being at our very best. We are living in a toxic world, and it's becoming more and more toxic. So I want to implore you to boost your immunity, and even with avoiding the wheat and the oats and the rye and the barley, which is the place where our immunity, they call it the gut. The gut is the center of our immunity, so we want to avoid those things that combat conflict with our immunity that God has given. He's given us the immunity system. So the same with children. If we can be good examples for them in eating what's good for us, avoiding those things that are bad for us, then the children will grow up healthier. Avoiding sugar is one of the things that we all need to do more of. Okay. That is kind of the summary that I have had on at least four or five of the talks that I've done. And I want to give you my email address again and just ask. I'm sure it would be most polite if I didn't say, oh, you know, you can do these things if you want to, but I am praying that more people would learn just good food, bad food list, and dealing with some of those things. Their health will improve. Another thing is that we need to, as much as possible, avoid medicine. Of course, as a holistic health coach, I come from a natural or naturopathic way of living our lives. But I just encourage you, the place to start is the good food, bad food list. And I appreciate Sister Anne Marie Minister and Marie for being on. And I don't know if Carolyn was able to get on. They are, those two ladies, Anne Marie Gaines and Carolyn Cooper, are being trained as holistic health coaches. And it is because we know that God wants us to be healthy, and we are learning as much as we can to help other people, especially God's people, to be healthy and to be wise. Because you know that that society and others populating things around us that honestly are designed to keep us from being healthy. And so in this toxic environment that we're living in, and then the new 5G and 6G things in the atmosphere, the cell phones and all of that, it's coming together to make us not as healthy as we need to be in order to continue doing God's work. And that book, Christ the Healer, I believe, well, the Bible has the answer for our health. And I just want to be prepared to help as many people as possible, as Carolyn
and amen.
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I unmuted all the lines, so if you have something in the background, would you mute your phone back for me, please? I am muted all the lines this quarter of time. So here's how we do. You get your questions ready, state your name, where you're from, and be very brief so everybody can get their question in. Get your question ready, write them out, state your name, where you're from, and your question. Be very, very brief. So while you're getting the questions ready, I am going to share a little something with you as well. So go ahead and get your questions ready. And if you have something in the background, please put your phone on mute because I unmuted all the time. So here's something that I want you to know. Most of us, I got some kind of something in the background if you can kind of mute your phone. We usually eat according to our taste buds. But here's a question. Would we be healthier if we ate according to what our body needs rather than what our taste buds dictate? Now, Daniel, in the book of Daniel, he ate food that was created by God. He ate what's called pulse. And it's in Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1 says, reprove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. So here's the key, pulse. You ask, what is pulse? Pulse is beans, peas, vegetables, nuts, legumes, all those kinds of things. Do research on Daniel. Pulse. Do research on pulse. If you Google pulse, that Daniel 8 and Daniel chapter 1, it will come up, what foods to eat. So also, I want to share a book with you. One of them, what you say is what you get. And Sister Mary talks about that. Because if you say, oh, my knee hurts, guess what you're going to get more of? Your knees are going to continue to hurt. But if you say, my knees are healthy, they are well, I have no pain. If you start speaking what you want to have happen, that's what's going to happen. If you say, oh, my back hurts, you're going to get more back pain. What you say is what you get. So we have to speak the word of God over our body. If we say, oh, I just cannot remember. No, you have to say, my mind is healthy. I remember everything I need to remember. My mind is healthy. Then there's another book that I have. It's called The Miracle of Fasting. We need to fast for our people. Somebody's put something in the background. If you'll mute the phone back. The book is called The Miracle of Fasting. We need to fast for our physical, mental, and spiritual rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. All right, so also, another book is Achieving Super Immunity. And it talks about the spark of minerals. Have you ever experienced muscle cramping, high blood pressure, or sudden weight gain? There are so many problems that are related to the right mineral balance. So a lot of times we have high blood pressure, muscle cramping, and all these because we're not getting the minerals that our body needs. So now I'm going to open up the line. So state your name, and I will call on you. I'll say, okay, so-and-so, speak, and then, you know, the next person, okay? So who's first? Go ahead, state your name, where you from, and I'll let you ask the question.
Sister Vivian, I'm from Marrero. I want to know, is there an S on nipples? Sister Mary, is there an S on nickels?
Sister Mary.
Hello?
Yes, Sister Mary. Sister Mary?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's on you again. Yes, there is an S on nickels. NICHOLS at gmail.com. Mary W. Nichols.
Say that again.
MARYWNICHOLS at gmail.com. And there's
Nichols at gmail.com.
Yes, Mary W.
Oh, okay, Deb. Okay.
The free way to start, nothing beside, and on the sheet is my link also for a free health evaluation that asks you about different body systems, and it may suggest if you have a nutritional deficiency in this world, most of us have some kind of nutritional deficiency as to whether or not you need vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and the minerals that this disease brought up. The mineral, if it is not in the soil, then it is not in the food that we eat. So you need to supplement with minerals. I have
Okay, we need to move to the next person. Sister Mary, okay, next person, take your name, where you're from, and your question. We got to be brief with the questions and the answers to get everything in. All right, go ahead.
Next person. Anne-Marie Gaines from Tulsa, Oklahoma. What is the alternative to vegetable oils? And one other question, what kind of vinegar do you wash your vegetables with?
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Okay, an alternative to the cooking oil of all kinds is real butter. Look for real butter and not margarine. That's the alternative. That or lard, old-timey lard. You have to go to the meat grocer in order to get. So, butter and lard. That's it. And, the vinegar that I used to wash vegetables. Use the white vinegar for washing your vegetables. But rinse even the vinegar off because sometimes vinegar is made from wheat. So just add those two steps. Wash your vegetables in vinegar and water and then rinse the vinegar off.
I wanted to say something also. I usually use, I bought some greens, collard greens recently. I cut them up. I put distilled water over the greens and Bragg's apple cider vinegar, you know, over them as well.
Yeah, and I use apple cider vinegar to wash stuff off, too.
Yeah, Bragg's apple cider vinegar.
Very good. Thank
you. All right. Next person and the next question. Thank you all so much. Keep the flow going. State your name, where you from, and question. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Joe. All right. Any more questions? Say your name, where you're from, and your question. All right. Well, Sister Mary, you did an excellent job today. Looks like we have no more questions. Any more questions? Okay. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. It's prayer time, so we're going to be praying for people that are on today. Right now, let's see. Let me make sure I have all the numbers and Bree. Okay. I still have some sort of like a humming in the background. So if you could mute your phone and I'm going to pray, each of you, or I can mute them, whichever one you want. All right, I'm going to start muting the phone because I got that some kind of noise in the background. And my voice, okay, it stopped, that noise. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start praying and for each person that's on here. And then we're going to go from there. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your servant, Brother Harold. Sister Mary and Sister Mary, Mother Lee, Sister Vivian, Pastor Tora, Sister Anne-Marie, Rhoda, Micheline, and anyone else whose name that I did not call, Sister Charlo, who usually come on, Gloria Dean, and other people, Lord God, Sister Annette, Daniel, other people, Lord God. I lift them up before you, and I pray healing. I thank you, Father, for sending healing, your healing virtue throughout all of our bodies, keeping our blood pressure down, keeping pain from our back, our knees, our spine, keeping pain from our stomachs, keeping pain, emotional pain, physical pain, spiritual pain. We decree and declare that we have been made whole by the stripes of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Father, we thank you for Pastor Torah. We thank you for Anne Marie, Sister Rhoda, Sister Micheline, Vivian, Mother Lee, Sister Mary, Sister Marion, Brother Harold, and anyone else whose name I did not call. We thank you for life, abundant life. We thank you for peace within us, peace in our homes, peace in our neighborhood, our city, our state. And Lord, we thank you that you rule and you reign. And we appreciate all that you're doing, all that you're going to do for all of us, oh God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks because you are a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God. And Lord, we repent before you for any way that we have sinned against you, O Most High. Any way, Lord God, that we have done things against you knowingly or against your people, forgive us, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, that for the trials, because trials come to make us stronger. So we are thanking you, Lord God, that we are strong in you and the power of your might is working through us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord God. We honor you today in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm unmuting the phones now. I lift up Sister Lanny, who was not able to be on with us today, and anyone else who usually come on was not able to be on with us today. So does anyone have anything that they want to add before we go off? Anybody have any comments, questions quickly, or because we're going off the air in about 10 minutes. Go ahead. Anybody have anything they want to say?
Well, I have a question about the health feed.
Okay.
What she's talking about.
And your name, and your name is?
Oh, excuse me.
Your name is?
It's Harold.
And you are from?
It's something opened my eyes up that I was looking for. About certain things, about the vinegar and washing certain things off.
What about it?
About vinegar washing, you know, like vegetables and stuff, like greens and other things.
Yeah, well, Sister Mary said white vinegar. I'm sorry, go ahead, Sister Mary.
Yeah, you know, just vinegar, white vinegar, because it's a little cheaper, and then if you use white vinegar to wash the vegetables after you've used the white vinegar. But with the apple cider vinegar, you can rinse it off if you don't want the vinegar taste on your vegetables, but just washing them in vinegar and what will help get rid of some of the things on it.
Okay.
Mary, thank you, Brother.
This is Sister Vivian. I would just like to say I wash my fish or any kind of meat with white vinegar. I wash fish with lemon juice. So I use both of those for washing. I don't eat any chicken unless I wash it first and get all the slime off of it and the skin, and then wash it.
Great news, Sister Vivian.
Huh?
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Thank you, Sister Vivian. All right, well, it's closing time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour of prayer and information that you allowed us to learn today, Lord God, to apply to our lives, those things that you want us to apply in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We adore you. We honor you today. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. We thank you for everything that you're doing on our behalf. Lord, walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway on a daily basis. We're depending upon you. We are trusting in you like never before. We are your presence. We thank you that you are the King of glory. We thank you for each and every person who came on today. Bless us and our families like never before. We are so grateful that we could call upon your mighty name. And we thank you that surely your goodness and your mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in your house forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all.
Amen, amen. Love you, too.
Love y'all, too. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much for me.
Thank you all.